Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum present. Representative Albright.
Madam Chair, I'd move the minutes from May 2nd, 2017.
Representative Albright moves the minutes of May 2nd. Are there any changes or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Monday, May 8th, 2017. It is the author's intention to take the House language for Senate File 444. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Representative Fortman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry to be thick about this, but until we get to this time of year, we never use these rules where we have the lesser notice procedure. And so I just wanted to ask Mr. McCormick a question. So this is the calendar for the day for Monday. If we set this now, could we come back after a recess and reset it for today and take it up this afternoon? Or how much notice would people need to get under the rule at the part of the year that we're at?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, we would set a different calendar for the day. We could come back later in the day if we wanted to and calendar a bill for later today. And that calendar could happen 5 minutes before the next session if we wanted to. We could also do a fiscal calendaring, and that would have a member of the tax chair, the Ways and Means chair, stand up on the floor and give notice that they're going to fiscal calendar a bill for later today. If either of those two pathways happened, then there would be no amendment deadline on those bills.
Thank you.
Representative Hartman.
Just a follow-up. So if the House were to decide to take up a conference committee report, how long is the notice period for a conference committee report?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, there's a 12-hour waiting period from the time a conference committee is posted to the time it can be brought up on the floor.
And then
Representative Hartman.
Follow up on that then. So with regard to the conference committee reports that are out there now, they haven't been formally adopted. They've been posted in unofficial form. So in order for the House to take any of those up, would they have to be signed and then posted as signed conference committee reports?
Madam Chair, members, conference committee is not adopted until it's signed by three members on each side. So even adoption by motion is not adoption until it's signed. Once a conference committee is signed, then it's posted by their advisor and the 12-hour period starts.
Representative Portman.
And then is there any point in the session where the 12-hour rule goes away for conference committee reports?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, yes. Under the joint rules, it's waived after the last Thursday of the last week in session prior to the deadline. So it'll be waived on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the end of this year's session.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Pawlowski.
Yes. Madam Chair, I'd like a confirmation. Can a conference committee report, once it's signed and posted, be reopened and changed and then signed and posted again?
I think I'll turn that over to Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, yes. Conference committees have been reopened and changes have been made, and then typically the revisor gets a new signature page and has it re-signed and it's reposted.
And, Madam Chair, then it would also, to reopen it, you would need, if it's a five-person conference committee on each side, three and three on each side, to vote to reopen it.
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, members, yes.
All right. Just a reminder.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of moving the calendar, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for the amendments to these bills is now in place. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 2621 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on Public Safety. Representative Franson, yes, could you approach the table and give us a brief description, very brief description of your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House File 2621 expands the crime of female genital mutilation, updates the requirements for education and outreach, and defines the definition of egregious harm.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And that is all for now. The meeting is adjourned.